You're gonna wake up mom and dad. Did you have another nightmare?
That would only happen if I got to sleep. So no. Simpson shut the weight room down. Because Katie wrote something in the paper.
Really? Well, who talked to Lois Lane? What, did she give you a polygraph?
No, I was just an idiot. She wanted me to talk to her, and I like telling her stuff because she's cool and kind of tough.
Plus, she's cute. The honey trap, classic spy lady move.
Yeah, part of me was even thinking of asking her out. But then I... I blew it. I flipped over a chair, Adam. I basically lost it. I can't even get through a day without flipping out, Adam.
So you figure out how to fix yourself first?
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Well, not if fist fights are all you try. Look, if Katie wants you to open up to her, that's gotta be worth a try, right?
Maybe you're right.
You take sugar.
What's this?
Apology coffee. Can we please forget that I lost it on you yesterday? That wasn't me.
I could have hidden the details better in my article. I didn't mean for Simpson to shut you out of the weight room.
You were just doing your job. And speaking of which, I hear you need a sports reporter.
You're serious?
I've been looking for something less intense to do. Maybe I'd be good.
I've been in your English classes, and,
Hey, I can write about stuff I care about.
If it means you're forgiving me for accidentally narking you out to Simpson, I'll let you try out.
Try out? That's generous.
That's me, super generous. The assignment meeting's right after school today, okay?
Okay. I'll bring my A game.
Sorry, but I wish you wouldn't have run off last night.
Well, actually, that wasn't me. That was David, who apparently likes cricket and loose leaf tea.
I just wanted my parents to think you were great so we can spend way more time together.
I thought you were happy about being honest with them.
I am.
So then why make me lie? Look, if you weren't ready for your parents to meet your boyfriend, that would have been fine with me. I would have just dealt with your curfew.
Okay, wait. Stop, let's back it up here and start all over again. Dave Turner, do you want to meet my parents?
Okay, sorry, I just want to get this clear. Who exactly are you inviting?
Actual Dave. Come crack a few jokes my parents might not get. Heck, you can pick the raisins out of my mom's baking if you want.
Can I be your boyfriend also?
I'll talk to my parents about that.
I found us another one of those clubs that don't exist.
Oh, good. Now the pretty boy got us locked out of the weight room.
My cousin's friend holds MMA matches a couple nights a week.
For real?
Was I talking to you?
Come on, guys. I'm sorry that I blabbed to Katie, but you can't freeze me out like this.
All right. I found us some action she can't shut down. After school today, we're going to go check it out. You in?
I can't.
Why not? I passed on everything I've been taught, and you're better than me. You're good.
It's not that. I'm joining a different club.
What, chess? Yearbook? I'll send you the address for when you change your mind.
Thanks for meeting me again. I shouldn't have ambushed you by asking you for a kidney. And you were reasonable to expect some kind of compensation. You weren't being selfish. I was. So I guess I'm just asking for a second chance at a first impression.
You don't need to ask for a second chance, Holly J. Are you okay?
Just gonna wait for a kidney, like lots of other people do. Look, I just really want to stop saying kidney now.
I want to help you. I really do. I'm trying to figure out how to find a way to make the transplant happen.
You don't have to, Don.
Oh, I do.
No, really, I had no right. That was a strange and super intense way to meet the daughter you gave up for adoption.
I've always wanted to meet you.
I feel like that's the secret good part of all of this. Now we can just meet, talk, whatever. So, my grad's coming up.
I remember mine like it was yesterday. And prom, that was one of the best nights of my life.
Maybe I'd be more excited if I could find a dress that I actually liked.
I'm not sure we're making the strongest choice editorially.
Well, what about a split-page debate?
That's a lot of column width.
Can't we afford the real estate?
We'd have to pull the Sudoku, and that might lead to mutiny. And staff, but I like where you're going.
Please, he's killing me.
Drew, you okay?
I'm sorry.
Didn't mean to bore you. Can I get some kind of sports opinion column tomorrow?
Sorry, I gotta go.
Okay, last pin.
Think I have a career as a human mannequin?
It looks way better on you than it does on me. It's yours. I'll go shopping.
Hey, I think I might meet up with Dawn again. Maybe next week.
Really? Well, I knew you could do it.
I finally get her. We're connecting, so thank you for making me try. Oh, I wanted to show you something.
Holly J, pointy pins.
You ready for a prom time machine? Dawn's prom pictures. She said it was the best night of her life, and she still has the dress.
Oh my God, that's it.
What?
Your birth mom's dress is stunning. I want it. Do you think Dawn would sell it to me?
I don't know, she seemed pretty attached.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to put a price on vintage plus sentimental value. I'd say...
Hey, no.
20,000, give or take? I can come up with the cash.
So what'd you guys think of Dave?
Dave's a very nice young man. It's always nice to meet your friends.
Yeah, about that. I have a confession. Dave isn't my friend.
David's your tutor?
He's a boy, and he's a friend, and if you put those two words together, you get?
He's your friend, boy.
Really, Mom?
You know, we don't like either you or Sav dating. It's a distraction. You should focus on...
school and good friends. But Davey is my good friend, and I'm doing well in school. We're good people.
I still do not like this idea.
But I'm being honest. I'm telling you the truth so I don't have to run around behind your back.
We're glad that you're being honest with us.
I guess it was bound to happen at some point.
So, does this mean I can... maybe have Dave come over again as my friend boy?
Okay.
Come on! guys, get out of here.
Hey, guys, you ready to do this?
No, we are not ready to do this, actually.
We're going. Come on.
No. I just got here.
Who's next?
Yeah, right here.
You're not.
Drew.
Drew! Take a break, do you?
I just need to get stronger.
He had you in a triangle hold. I'm surprised you're still alive.
Well, here I am.
Seriously, bro? You got a death wish or something?
I left myself open for a chokehold. Stupid. I know. But I want to beat him.
No, you're done. Club's over.
Julian, come on.
Like, weren't you joining something else anyway?
I did. Newspaper.
It will stick with the paper. Get the girl. Stop using your fists. You're gonna get yourself killed.
Fine.
It's nice to see you again, David.
I prefer Dave. David never stuck.
Of course.
What about you, Mr. B? How you been?
If you don't mind, I prefer Mr. Bhandari.
Of course. Anyways, I want you guys to know that I really care about Allie.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Would you like some tea?
Not for Dave.
Yeah, I'm not a big tea guy. Yeah. Whew. Anyways, you guys want to play a game or something?
An intellectual game, maybe? Like Scrabble?
Or cards?
Oh, no, we don't. I don't think we even have a deck of...
Poker? But you have to watch out, David. I have to warn you, my friends and I played for hours between classes at university. I tried to teach Ali years ago.
Yeah, I know. Boring.
How can you say that?
I thought I'd shake up our meetings with a little fresh air. Hmm. Thanks for letting me buy the non-dairy latte.
It's quite a treat, actually. Okay, this might sound weird, but my friend Fiona wants to buy your prom dress. She's a nut for vintage.
Well, that's sweet, but I can lend it to her.
She insists she couldn't. She said it's extremely valuable.
Well, it's nice, but...
She wants to pay you $20,000.
That amount sounds familiar.
Fiona can't help having fabulous and expensive tasting gowns.
And this won't get us into trouble?
She'll pay cash.
Hey, Mr. Torres. Been looking for you all day.
Just trying to lay low.
That's what writers do when they blow deadlines. Where's my piece?
I'm trying to do it, but I can't. I'm sorry. You need to find someone else.
So I guess I'll never find out, huh? The big mystery. What is Drew Torres afraid of?
Is that for your next article?
I'm not asking as a journalist.
Stand tall and proud, your rusty bow.
I have nightmares. And the only answer is fighting.
So the rumors about what happened after spring break are true.
I got jumped by a bunch of guys. Katie, I thought I was going to die.
Why didn't you just say that?
Because being scared is weak.
Everybody's scared of something. Have you ever thought about trying some other form of training? Something structured? Maybe we could do something together? But it's okay. Cause I fall asleep with dignity. Okay. And you're
safe. I'm sorry, that was wrong.
No, that wasn't a stop sign.
No, I can't do this to you. I'm just gonna mess everything up like last time.
Where are you going?
Don't follow me.
All right, two pair. Show them. Three of a kind. Scarlet ladies are going to a show.
I think I have a royal flush.
Ah, I raised a cheetah.
Come to mama.
Beginner's luck. Look, I've had enough. But I demand a rematch.
Anytime, Mr. Ben.
Watch.
Almost stepped on a heart.
Yeah. Be careful you don't.
I'm having so much fun.
I know, I told you, parents love Dave.
This is such a relief. I mean, do you know how awesome our summer's gonna be? We can spend a whole lot of time together.
I know it's gonna be just me and you, girl.
Thank you for being so nice to me through my parent insanity. You're a prince.
Yeah, you're my princess.
Aww.
I hurried over as soon as I got your message. Is everything okay?
Better than okay. Dawn's donating her kidney.
Really? I'll give her a call to thank her. We'll send her flowers. Oh, Fiona, Dawn's donating her kidney.
Really? Oh, that's the best news ever.
And what's that?
Oh, I just picked up my prom dress.
Let's see.
Oh, vintage.
Suddenly, I'm excited for prom.
We should book that limo then.
Have I mentioned how much I love you guys?
Rematch!
Sorry, princess. I don't need no homicide charge.
You got lucky last time.
Let's go.
Can't tell me what to do. I got you.
And he's coming over for dinner on Sunday.
Holy, when's he moving in?
You're right. Just can't wait for summer, you know? Being together for days on end.
That's what the summer's all about.
Miss Bhandari, may I see you?
Yes.
You remember that Spalding science program you applied to?
Like forever ago?
Yeah, well, this came for you. Ah, enough suspense. You got in. Looks like someone's gonna be spending the summer in our nation's capital.
I have to go away.
for the whole summer.
Yeah, it's exciting, right? Good for you.
So much for the summer of Allie and Dave.
I'm glad you came.
Sorry I'm late. It's the first time I've geared up for Taekwondo.
Love the belt. White's your color.
Hey, why do you get a green one?
You'll see. I get the fighting, you know. When you're scared, learning to defend yourself builds confidence, but it takes discipline, control, inner calm.
Okay.
You ready? Do you want to conquer your fears?
Thanks for not giving up on me.
There's still time.
I'm not gonna make it easy.
Good to know. And I wonder, baby, will you stay
with me? How'd you do that?
It's not my first rodeo. Don't mess with me.
I knew there was a reason I liked you. Yes, I will.